Blog Talk Radio. Good morning. Welcome, everyone. This is definitely a marvelous day in the Lord. Why? Because he woke us up this morning. And not only that, because he loves us. So we're going to go ahead and say thank you once again for everyone calling in. And I'm going to ask Minister Sheila if she will lead us in prayer and whatever the Lord has given her. And then from there, I will come back. This is Cecilia. So right now, here's Minister Sheila giving us prayer and whatever the Lord's given her for this morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning to each and every one. I'm going to start off by saying thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, thank you, God, for another day, for being blessed to have life, able to walk, talk, see, and breathe the love and the blessings of you. I'm going to start off again. I'm going to apologize in case I get interrupted. But again, I am at work. And I still choose the devil would not win to keep me out of this morning service. So I give honor to God who is here with me in my heart, my body, my soul, to praise and to thank him and his son, Christ Lord Jesus, for life that he did not have to give to me, that he chose me and others and to all that is listening to give us another day, another second, another hour, minute, another day of the month that we did not have to have. God, I thank you for Apostle Sandra Thomas. Hi, excuse me, for blessing her to bring us the word in the life. I thank you for Apostle Alexis Cecilia Tiger, for another woman of God that has blessed us and to keep us into this ministry and to learn and to teach us more of your word and your knowledge. I thank you for Prophet Antoine Thomas, another young man of the Lord, of God and words and wisdom that has been teaching and to discuss and to discuss and to teach us more. Thank you for Pastor Troy Thomas, another gifted young man of knowledge and wisdom, of teaching of the word of the Lord. I thank you for Minister Brandon Kaiser, another young man that you have blessed with the knowledge and the know-how and the teaching and the worshiping and the praising of the Lord to God, and to help us to all understand that you are the one and only Father that we can always say is true. I thank you for Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, a young lady who brings us knowledge and speakers and prayers and blessings and the words of you. Thank you for Dr. Serena Wright, another young lady that has the wisdom and the teaching and the knowledge and the love of the Lord and God to praise you and forever. Thank you for Elder Kathy Kendall, a young lady that has the knowledge and preaching and teaching and the word of the wisdom of the Lord. Lord, I thank you for my daughters, my sons, my granddaughters, my grandsons, my sisters in blood and in spiritual. Lord, I thank you for just to say thank you. I cannot thank you enough. I thank you for the life that you have given me and to all of us to learn and to understand the knowledge and the presence and the blessings that you have brought to us daily during the day, 24/7. I call it 28/29 because there's never enough hours in the day to praise and to worship your name. I ask you to bless all the men and women, young and old, that's out in this world to understand that you are the one and the only one to bring them the best and the happiest part of life, that through you that they only have life, to let them know the devil is a trickster. He is a harm maker. He'll make it all beautiful, but it would be so bad and harmful in the later days to take all the hatred, the ugliness out of the people, to let us know that we all are here to serve you, God, and only you, and to worship, to bless us all. I'm just thankful for the world to understand, to send us these guardian angels, your daughters, your sons, to understand no matter what you have, someone has something better, more than you. But never think because you have $10 and I might have one that you are so great or you are so blessed, you are so in the world, and I am so down. But just as the Lord blessed you to get that 10, he can take it and make it down to one penny and to let you understand it's no one greater. We are all equal. We are all here. And to understand he is the blessing. He is the life. He is the only one. Lord, I ask you to bless us and to understand that there's no other. There's no one but you and your Son, Lord Jesus, to bless and to help us to understand our life we would not have if it wasn't for you. I want to thank you, and I want to thank you, and I want to thank you, and I can't thank you enough that I know that I need you more and more, and to teach me more, show me the way, Lord, open my eyes to understand. No matter what you're going through, it can always be worse than what it is. Whatever you're going through, put it in God's hand. Put it into your hands. Put it into you and the Son's hand that we can make it all better. Because no matter what you might feel, it's so bad, it's so wrong, it's so hurting. There's someone that wish they was in your shoes. Someone wish they had yours. Someone wish they was you. But don't downfall on no one. Even the homeless, let's remember, that could be you. So thank God and to thank for all that is blessing you to have what you have, for some don't have nothing. But yet, we still need to thank him for our life, because without him, we would not have nothing. I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you, and amen. I'm going to turn it back over to you, Prophet Apostle Alexis, to your pastor.
Amen. Thank you. God has been so good to us. The songwriter wrote a song that says, when I look back over my life and I think things over, I can truly say that I am blessed. I have a testimony. So if we would think back, many of us don't have to think too far. We can just think back on right now, a second ago, a minute ago, how grateful we should be. Minister Sheila, some of the things she just prayed about. Some of us ate last night. We ate three meals. Some of us ate even more than that. We had dessert. Some of us ate one meal. Some of us took it upon ourselves to be fed, or for whatever reason, whether we're fasting and praying, we didn't eat. But it was for a God-given purpose that we didn't eat. Some of us have taken the meal that we had and gave it to someone else. Some of us may have eaten less than what we would have wanted to eat, but we had something. Some of us didn't eat food last night, but we drank water and juices and things of that sort. Some of us didn't eat meat last night, but we had bread. Some of us didn't have meat or bread, but we had fruit and vegetables. There's plenty of things for us to be thankful for. There's forest fires going on different places. There's floods and hurricanes going on different places, and we're safe. There's some of us that God has protected us from all types of evil that we have not even seen or can even fathom that even happened, that was in the seen and the unseen. Walking down the street, something could have happened, but God protected us. Driving in the car, something could have happened, but God protected us. In our homes, on our jobs, God protected us. In that airplane, on that train, in that bus, God protected us. In that taxi cab, whatever it is, know that God protected us. And so, you know, I have a slight little thing of congestion going on, so I'm still going to sing this quick melody. I need thee. Oh, Lord, I need thee. I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee. Oh, Lord, I need thee. Every hour. I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Just one more time, bear with me. I need thee. Oh, Lord. I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. See, I know that I need God. Like Minister Sheila was saying, she started off with Thanksgiving. Sickness in your body, whether it's financial issues, whether it's relationship issues, whether it's employment issues, whether it's business issues, whether it's whatever, whenever, or however, over here, over there, we have to know that we need God. We have to know that he's worthy of all the thanksgiving and all the praise and all the worship that we could always and can always and should always and will always need to give. God is worthy of the thanksgiving. You may say, this has happened in my life. That has happened in my life. How can you say that I should be grateful? Why? Because it lines up with the Word. The Word says that we're to be thankful. You say, where in the Word? Okay, let's talk about a few scriptures. Let me share a few scriptures with you. 2 Chronicles 5:13. The trumpeters and the musicians joined in unison to give praise and thanks to the Lord, accompanied by trumpets, cymbals, and other instruments. The singers raised their voices in praise to the Lord and sang, he is good. His love endures forever. Then the temple of the Lord was filled with the cloud of the Lord. Then the temple of the Lord was filled with the cloud. How many of you have praised God so intensely and so wholeheartedly until the cloud of the Lord, the Shekinah glory of the Lord, the presence of the Lord filled the temple, filled your home, filled your car, filled your heart, filled the temple of God that he's given you? Huh? How many? I'm not talking about a little filling or something that you thought, but I'm talking about the presence of God filled the place. That's what our thanksgiving should do. When we know that the Word of God says where there's one or two gathered in his name, he'll be in the midst. The agreement of thanksgiving to God, the agreement of praising him, singing, he is good. His love endures forever. That's the truth, saints. That's the truth, people of God. That's the truth, my sisters and my brothers. That's the truth, God's creation. He is good, and his love endures forever. I know the enemy of your soul has told you, but you did this, you did that. God doesn't love you. That is not the truth. That's not does not line up with the word of God. I just read to you. They were singing it because it's so true. He is good, and his love endures forever. King says, all this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. 2 Corinthians 4:15. And it reads, all this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. I'm going to read this one more time. 2 Corinthians 4:15. All of this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Let's move on to a few more scriptures. 2 Corinthians 9:11. You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. Through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. How many of you are so enriched with the presence of God, with the word of God, until your thanksgiving is pointed in the right direction towards God? Psalms 9:1. I will give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart. I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. How many of us are telling of his wonderful deeds? How many of us have given him the glory and the thanksgiving that he deserves? How many of us remember that Philippians 4:6-7 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Yes, we're not saying that situation or that circumstance in this side of heaven isn't happening. But we're saying don't be anxious about it. Don't worry about it. Don't concentrate on it. But make your request known to God. Tell God what you need. By Jesus Christ, we're already healed. So if the signs and symptoms aren't showing that, make your request known to God. God may tell you why you're going through that situation and circumstance. For instance, some of us go run, just moving. And you haven't had any rest. You haven't had a good night's rest in so long. You haven't sat down and had a good meal in so long. You haven't fellowshipped with anyone and talked about the goodness of God in so long. Until God has to allow things to happen to get you to slow down, to rest. Because he's been telling you all the time, through this person, through that person, this situation or that situation, he's saying, slow down. You need some rest. Slow down. I haven't seen you in a while, in the sense of you haven't spent time with him. You haven't had a Selah moment with him. Now you've got a cold, or now you're tired in your body, and you're sleeping and you're resting. And now you have time to give him the praise and the glory. Why couldn't you have just slowed down in the first place? He's given us a day of rest for a reason. It's called a Sabbath. But some of us are moving, as they say, moving and shaking even on those days. Colossians 3:16-17. Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts. And whatever you do, whether it is in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Psalms 95:2. Let us come before him with thanksgiving and extol him with music and song. For the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. Psalms 107:8-9. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind. For he satisfies the thirsty and fills the hungry with good things. See, that's what we were just talking about earlier, about food, drink, things of that sort. Let's also read a few more. 1 Corinthians 1:4-5. I always thank my God for you because of his grace given you in Christ Jesus, for in him you have been enriched in every way, with all kinds of speech and with all knowledge. 2 Corinthians 4:15-16. All this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people may cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away. Inwardly, we are being renewed day by day. 2 Corinthians 9:11-12. You will be enriched in every way so that you can be generous on every occasion. Through us, your generosity will result in thanksgiving to God. This service that you perform is not only supplying the needs of the Lord's people, but is also overflowing in many expressions of thanks to God. Sometimes we forget to thank one another. Sometimes someone may give you a ride here or there, and you forget to say thank you. They may not want anything monetary, but you forget to say thank you. Somebody made a meal for you or invited you to a meal. Did you say thank you? Someone did this or that for you. They told you happy birthday. They included you in something that they were doing. They invited you here or there. Did you say thank you? Sometimes we forget to thank people for those very simple things. Well, let's bring it over to the most important thanksgiving. We forget to thank God for things that people will call simple, but they're not. Thank you, Jesus, for the breath that I was just able to take, that I was able to breathe in the oxygen and breathe it out. God, thank you for the nose that you've given me to inhale that breath and the mouth that you've given me to breathe it out. God, thank you for the ability to breathe in and out through my nose that went in my lungs and out of my lungs through the expansion of my lungs. And then they didn't collapse in a way that they could not open again, but they expanded. And then when they came back to their normal posture, it was with ease. Something that we think is simple, but somebody else is having a hard time just taking a breath. Somebody else, whether it's asthma, wheezing, or just genetics or different things or dis-ease that is going on in their body, they have problems breathing. Some of them don't even have a nose, a respiratory system that's been set up correctly. Ah, my God. Someone, because of some accident or some situation, someone is drowning in their own fluids in their own body. Ah, my God, my God. We have so much to be grateful for. Some of us are walking around and there's nothing wrong with us. We are, as far as the world is concerned, have perfect health. That's something to thank God about. Some of us, as Minister Sheila prayed earlier, have the riches on this side of heaven. That's something to be thankful for, that you can be a blessing to someone else. Some of us don't have much, but we sure enough have humility. We have the wisdom of God. We have the favor of God. We have the love of God. We have the priceless peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Do you know how many people can be very, very rich in assets and poor and bankrupt in the love of God, in the wisdom of God, in the presence of God, in the ability to hear from God? I thank God. I thank God. And I thank God again. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 4 through 5, and 1 Chronicles 16 and 34. I'm going to read 1 Timothy first. For everything God created is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, because it is consecrated by the word God and prayer. And this is 1 Chronicles 16 and 34. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, and his love endures forever. Psalm 7 and 17. I will give thanks. I will give thanks. Did you hear? The first very words of that scripture said, it's an affirmation. It's a declaration. I will give thanks. Did you make a decision to give thanks? We're going to come back to that. And the rest of the scripture says, I will give thanks to the Lord because of his righteousness. I will sing the praises of the name of the Lord Most High. 28 and 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and he helps me. My heart leaps for joy with my song. I praise him. Let's go back to it. I will give thanks to the Lord. Get that in your spirit. I will give thanks to the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord. If you haven't heard anything else on today, I will give thanks unto the Lord. Hallelujah. I will give thanks unto the Lord. Get that in your spirit. I will, not I might, not I'll think about it sometime, but I will give thanks to the Lord. Psalms 100. And 4 says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. Psalms 106 and 1. Praise the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good and his love endures forever. When was the last time you gave him thanks? How often are you giving him thanks? Jeremiah 33 and 11. The sounds of joy and gladness, the voices of the bride and the bridegroom, the voices of those who bring thanks offerings to the house of the Lord, saying, give thanks to the Lord Almighty, for the Lord is good and his love endures forever. For I will restore the fortunes of the land as they were before, says the Lord. Maybe you're not giving him thanks because you don't believe that he's good. Maybe you're not giving him thanks because you don't believe that he's Lord God Almighty. Maybe you're not giving him thanks because you say, I don't feel his love. If you get to know God the same way you need to get to know a parent, well, if you say my parents weren't that good, the same way you get to know a sister or a brother, the same way you get to know a friend, the same way you get to know people and you say that you love them and you say that they love you and you say that there's evidence that your spiritual sisters and brothers love you, the people that you're in clubs with, the people you're in very fraternal orders or whatever you're in or this or that, the people that you say you know that you know that you know that they love you. You've got to learn how to get into a relationship with God that you know that you know that you know that he loves you. Just because you're in a situation or a circumstance that seems to be hard doesn't mean that that friend or that associate or whomever doesn't love you. How much more with God? Some of us are in situations and circumstances based off of the wrong decisions that we have made, the wrong choices that we have made, and we want to blame God for it. Some people always say you reap what you sow. Some people always say that there's consequences to our decisions. We say that in the natural, and yet when it comes over to God, we forget that we want to reject God, or we have rejected God, or that we've done things that did not include God. We did things that God may have even told us not to do, whether he told us in our heart, or that still small voice in our ears and our mind. But he told us no, not to do something. He may have even told us if you do this or that is going to happen. And we did it anyway, and we say God didn't love us because he didn't intervene, where God gave us an opportunity to make the right choice. Some of you know God loves you, but you've forgotten how to love yourself. So some of us have a hard time giving thanksgiving because we're still in the blame game. Some of us are still blaming ourselves. But we're to lay aside every weight that so easily beset us. We're to remember that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us thou shalt condemn. We're to remember that even the foundational scripture of Smile 3e, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. What are those things that he would add unto you? Peace that surpasses all understanding. Joy unspeakable. Making you a lender and not a borrower, a head and not a tail. Can you be the head? Yes, you can, because he said so. Can you be a lender and not a borrower? Yes. Yes, you can, because his word says so. Can you enter into his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise? Yes, because the word of God says so. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. I think we need to know the difference between all, some, and a little bit. All is inclusive of everything. A little bit just means a little You have something that's broken down into four pieces, and you take one of the pieces or just a little bit of it. Most of it could be where you have something broken down into four pieces and you take three of the pieces. But all means all of the pieces. We're to give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Yes, all. We're to give thanksgiving to God in all things. He said it's his will for us to give thanksgiving. Are you giving God the thanksgiving that he deserves? And if not, to help you to have a heart to want to give him thanksgiving, ask God to lead and guide you in ways that shows you how great he is, how awesome he is, and how he deserves it. He's worthy of it. You know how much God loves us? He's letting you hear this message on today about Thanksgiving because he loves you. He's allowing Minister Sheila and I today to be the first partakers of this word, where he's reminding us first to give him thanksgiving in all things. You know what an honor it is for God to give us this word, that we will be the first partakers of it, that he's reminding us to be grateful, to be thankful. And then he loves you enough for you to hear it, whether you're hearing it right now on today while we're speaking it, or you're listening to it via the archives, or somebody's witnessing to you about the message on today from God about giving him thanksgiving and being grateful in all things. My goodness. Many times people think that they're sharing a message with people and it's for that person that they may be thinking the message is for, forgetting that the first partaker of any message is the one that God has given it through. And so we have to eat this word. We have to digest this word. Ask God for understanding of this word, because he reveals his mysteries unto us. God said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask, and that he would give it unbraided, liberally. Do you know what it is for God to liberally give you something? I can say I do. God has been liberal and generous in his love towards me. I have not always been in the place, in the posture of doing the things that God has called me to do, but yet he loved me. I've ran from him before and said, no, God, not me. Pick somebody else. Let them do it. See, I'm being transparent on this morning. Many situations and circumstances, I wanted to be in the background. I wanted other people to be out front. I wanted to help their ministry or help them on the job or whatever it was taking to help them get promoted, to help them to be blessed by God. Well, I could just be in the background. And then I had to learn, God, background, in front, on the side, wherever you want me to be. The answer is yes, Lord. And not only is it yes, Lord, I'm grateful and thankful that you loved me enough to say, no, you too. I put a word in your belly. Glory to God. I've called you to be one of my mouthpieces. I know you read about the Levites. I know you read about Judah bringing the praise. I need you to do what I've told you to do, how I've told you to do it. Many people get caught on, well, I don't know how to hoop. I don't know how to holler. I don't know how to do. Let me tell you, God didn't call you to do that. And he may not have called the people that are doing that to do it, to doing the various things. But whether you stutter or whether you have a problem with literacy and the words that say this or say that because someone says how are you going, what are you going to use today to bring the message? And someone else said, well, what type of methodology are you going to use in order to make your presentation today and to the audience? However God tells you to do it. If he says, and on today. I mean, I don't get into that because that is not what God has called me to do. Many of us are looking to find faults in one another instead of going to God and thanking God for each and every one of them, the hooper, the holler, the teacher, the encourager, the corrector, the prophet, the teacher, the preacher, the apostle, the bishop, the pastor, the usher, the choir member, the psalmist, the people that are Thodians, the trustees, the servicemen and women all over the world, military, firefighters, paramedics, all of them. We're to be thankful for the roles that God has given us to play in this earth, whether it's in the pulpit, or whether it's in the hospital, or whether it's in the government, or whether it's in security, whatever it is. Even that person that's the quartermaster, responsible for laundry or our dogs, veterans, whatever your role is, do it unto the glory of God and then thank him that he loved you enough to give you the skills to do it. Everyone can't be a car mechanic. Everyone can't be a psalmist, but it doesn't mean you can't sing to the glory of God. And he'll hear a sweet melody from you when everyone else might hear something else. And that's the kind of God we serve that teaches us, even when we're struggling in our bodies with a cold or some type of congestion, to be able to say, I need thee. Oh, Lord, I need thee. Every hour, I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. So I'm thanking God for today. And Minister Sheila, can you close us out in prayer and make the announcements for our services on this week?
Thank you. Apostle, let you see, Father, that was so beautiful, that was so knowledgeable, that was so, I can say you hit it on the head. Oh, Lord, I just ask you, and I ask you again to praise and forever keep me in your hand, Lord, surround me. Oh, God, I thank you. To keep us in the knowledge of knowing that, Lord, you are real. You are forgiving God. You are a worshiping God. You are a loving God. The one that just was in your house and in your arms. But I thank you for blessing us, for waking us up for another day to let us see life, and only to see life and to understand and to know that you are a blessing. And it's beautiful for all the background noise. People are leaving, but I still choose to keep praising my Lord and to pray and to ask, Lord, fix me to understand and to pray to you better. Lord, fix me to understand and to know your word. Lord, fix me, please. I understand that you are the one and the only one, but I need your help. Lord, I need you to fix me to make sure that I know you are the one and the only one. Fix me how to pray and to teach and to understand you more. Lord, I ask you to fix me, please, and to fix us all. You know, fix the women and the men and the young ladies, the girls, the boys, the children, the adults, the world, all the humans, and to all on earth, Lord. Fix us to understand you are the one and the only one. To fix us to understand, to thank you, for if it wasn't for you, to thank you, because if it wasn't for you, we would not be here today. We would not have what we have. We all want more, but we need to understand some don't have a portion of what we have. But, Lord, we need to understand that you have us. You know what's best for us. No matter what it is, your greed can get you to the wrong understanding. The devil will get you to think that, okay, you can't get this, you can't get that, but if you come through me, I can serve you. I can get you anything that will bring more harm to you. The devil is trying to trick you into believing he is the one, but God is the one. The devil can hurt you, but God can help you. Lord, I ask you to give us the understanding and to make us understand you are the one and the only true Father and the Son, Lord Jesus, is the only one that can help us for the better to understand life is good, life is beautiful, and just you are the only way. Lord, I ask you to give honor to all of us to understand and to ask you to fix us, our mind, our heart, our soul, to understand without you, there would not be a life in our body. And I thank you, and I thank you, Lord. As I said, I cannot thank you enough, and I ask you to bless all the people on this earth that you have chosen to give life to understand you and only you. And the Son, Christ, Lord Jesus, is the way. Amen. I want to thank everyone for listening to Apostle Elect Cecilia Pfizer this morning and myself, Minister Sheila Pfizer, on the knowledge and the words and the learning and to understand that we are here because of the blessing and the understanding we should have that is through God and only through God and Christ, Lord Jesus. And I want to thank you and ask you to continue to listen to us every Sunday morning, 9:30 Central Time, 10:30 Eastern Time, to Let's Talk and to listen to and tune in to on Monday nights with Ministers Sylvia Kaiser White and myself, Minister Sheila Kaiser and Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser, along with Minister Brandon, on Monday night, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time and 9 o'clock Central Eastern Time. Excuse me, I do get stumbling around. And to also listen to Kathy, Elder Kathy Kendall on Let's Talk on Friday nights at 9 o'clock Central Standard Time and 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and to all participate into the knowledge and the lessons and the words that they bring forth to us to help us understand and to teach us more about the Lord. And I thank you, and I thank you for listening to us. And I'm putting back into your hand, Apostle Elect City Advisor, and if I made any mistakes or stated anything wrong, please correct me. Thank you.
So thank you once again, and we go off the air with our foundational scripture, Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And thank you, Minister Sheila, for awesome prayers on today, and we thank you for the unity, for there's one or two gathered in his name. He is in the midst. So until tomorrow for Iron Sharpening Iron with Minister Sheila and Minister Sylvia, bye-bye.